It's All Things Considered, member-supported Hawaii Public Radio. I'm Dave Lawrence, and Sunday, Island's getting a visit from a gifted vocalist, actress, performer. It's Frida Payne, Band of Gold singer, playing shows at 6:30 and 9 at the Blue Note as a very special 100th birthday celebration for Ella Fitzgerald. Aloha, Frida. Welcome.
Hi. Well, thank you.
You got your start as an entertainer and performer at a very young age, and you started both with training at a prestigious school and really early professional experiences. Share some of that story.
Well, I started taking piano lessons when I was about six, back in Detroit. I'm a Detroiter. That's my home. I was born and reared in Detroit, and that was at the Detroit Conservatory of Musical Arts. Then as a young kid, I studied piano for a while, and then I started to sing when I was 12. My piano teacher discovered that I had a voice, and the rest, one thing led to another. My mother's friends started asking me to sing at their church or their banquets, and then I started entering talent contests. That's how you get exposure, because you're on television. So people all over, the state of Michigan locally would see me on these talent contests, and one thing led to another. And then I got a chance to audition for a national TV show called the Ted Mack Amateur Hour. They auditioned people in Detroit, and so I won the audition. So they flew me in to New York with my mother, and I was on the show. That gave me some exposure, because after that, I got a big write-up in Jet magazine. Jet was sort of like the go-to news source for, you know, African-American people at that time, or whoever wanted to buy a jet, you know. Also back in Detroit, I was discovered by Berry Gordy Jr. of Motown, but this was before he even started or founded Motown. I was his first female protege at the age of 14. I never signed with Motown.
Your mom wouldn't let you sign.
My mom would not agree with his business acumen. His business policy was not to her liking. And so life went on, and I went on. And then after that, I auditioned for Duke Ellington to be a singer with his band. And I sang with his band a couple of times. He wanted me to sign a 10-year contract at the age of 17. So, you know, that wasn't going to happen. And after I graduated from high school, I went to New York. And that's when I met Quincy Jones, and then he asked me to perform with him at the Apollo Theater in New York in Harlem with Billy Eckstein and Red Fox. And then after that, I got my first record deal with ABC Paramount when I was 19 going on into 20. I had a single, then they wanted me to do an album on their jazz label, Impulse. This was in 1963, and then 65, I went to Europe, and I worked there for like about 6 or 7 months. Germany, Frankfurt, I was in Paris, Spain, Madrid, Oslo, Norway. I was in Stockholm, Sweden. And while I was in Stockholm, I got to record an album. It was called Frida Payne in Stockholm. So then after that, I came back to the States. I recorded an album in 1966 on MGM Records. And then in 1969, I became reunited with some fellow Detroiters who were friends of mine. And I went to school with two of them, Brian Holland and then Lamont Dozier. They're better known as Holland, Dozier, and Holland. And they're in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame because they were the guys, they called them the Golden Boys, who came up with all the major hit, early classic hits of Motown, the Supremes, and the biggest hits for the Four Tops, which if you hear most of any of their early hits, they were produced and written by Holland, Dozier, and Holland.
And you were in high school with these guys? I can't believe it.
I was in high school with Brian Holland. I was in middle school for 3 years with Lamont Dozier. So I knew them. Yeah, they were like old buddies. I had moved to New York. And so I said, now here, I moved to New York, and I wind up going back to Detroit before I really found, let's say, turnaround success. And of course, after that, we're going into the 70s, and then I left that label, Invictus, and went on, and I signed with a label called ABC, two albums with them. And then I signed with Capitol Records, three albums on Capitol, and then into the 80s. And then I started doing musical theater. Later on, like in the 80s, I did several companies of national company and bus and truck companies of Duke Ellington's Sophisticated Ladies. So by saying that, I can say that Duke Ellington finally got me in the love. And then, of course, I did film work. I've done some film. And Duke Ellington's Sophisticated Ladies wasn't the only theatrical show that I've done. I've done Blues in the Night, about 7 different companies. Sophisticated Ladies, at least 7 companies. I did the first and the only national company of Jelly's Last Jam, and that was a year tour. And so then I've just still performed in clubs, and then I started doing tributes to Ella as far back as 1999.
Wow.
And then I played Ella in legitimate theater, theatrically. They call it regional theaters. In 2004, I did it in New Brunswick, New Jersey. Then I did it again in Alexandria, Virginia, and, you know, different things like that. So I'm still in the business. I'm still performing and doing what I do best, singing.
The Ella thing really brings it full circle in so many ways. True, because when you were a young girl, that was a primary influence.
That was my primary influence. It certainly was, yeah. And then I've worked with Bob Hope. And I worked with George Burns, and I worked with Bob Newhart. And when Glenn Campbell was doing his variety shows in the 70s, I was on his show. I also was on the Bobby Darin show twice.
You did Merv Griffin, Ed Sullivan, Johnny Carson.
Oh, yeah, Johnny Carson. I did multiple appearances on Johnny Carson. I did Merv Griffin a lot, and Dick Cavett. David Frost. I used to do shows with Arthur Godfrey. He had a radio show.
Right.
I worked with Sammy Davis several times.
What was the Sammy Davis stuff?
I was his opening act.
Wow.
Even on Broadway, he worked at the Eurus Theater on Broadway. Oh, boy, I love Sammy.
Did you get personal time with him?
Well, it depends on what you mean by personal time.
Hanging out, stuff off stage, maybe learning lessons from him, talking.
Working with Sammy. It never stopped. The guy that he is on stage entertaining, he gets off and he's still that hyper guy wanting to always do something or be the consummate entertainer. It's unfortunate, but he died to me too young. And I think it's he died from liver cancer. And I remember once we were in Lake Tahoe at Harrah's, like a 3-week run, I believe. And I remember he would always have these after parties in his penthouse suite. And he'd have all the people in the show, some of the musicians, some of the chorus girls, and myself up to his suite. And we'd sitting around like having something to eat or whatever. And I looked around and he was at the bar pouring a water glass of vodka, which he drank down. I couldn't believe my eyes.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
That's a real, that's some insightful stuff. That's fascinating. Another cat, you were talking about doing things on screen. Nutty Professor 2, Eddie Murphy, any cool stories?
I did one movie with him, The Clumps. Nutty Professor, The Clumps.
Right.
He's cool, you know. He's the moment they say action, he'd go right into his action mode. But then when they would say, okay, cut, and we're waiting for the next shot, he'd just be very peaceful and very quiet. No clowning. No clowning at all.
Not a surprise, actually, because he's a professional, and it's obviously a bit that he can, unlike, I guess, Sammy, like you were describing, which is 24-7 in that mode.
Yeah, Sammy was, like, always on.
Right, so right.
Clowning.
Before we wrap it up, I got to hear Sir Cliff Richard. He was our very special guest, and we actually got to interview him in Sydney right before he did the Opera House down there. You duetted with him on his 2011 Soulicious album and some tour dates.
I thought he was the most gracious, the most gentlemanly, and very talented man, very talented artist, and he is a 100% class act. And doing my duet with him was a wonderful experience. The song is called Saving a Life, Cliff Richard's duet with Cliff Richards and Frida Payne.
And you played Band of Gold live too, though, right? You guys were playing that live.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, we did a tour and
right.
All over the UK. And it was great. He's great. I love Cliff.
I would have loved to have seen the two of you together. And I really enjoyed all your stories. It's riveting, the stuff you've gotten to do.
Well, I'm glad that we got to talk and do this.
It was a lot of fun. I really do appreciate it. Thank you so much for your time today, Frida. We can't wait to see you at the Blue Note on Sunday. 2 shows, 6:30 and 9. Tribute to Ella.
Oh, thank you. And I can't wait either.
You be safe. See you soon.
Okay. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Aloha, this is Frida Payne, and you're right here where you should be with my good friend, Dave Lawrence.